This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Vince, glad to be here. And Vince, right this morning on USA Prepares, we have breaking news. Breaking news. It looks like one of the spy balloons shot down was from a hobby club in Illinois.
Yeah.
Vince, the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade told Aviation Week yesterday that its balloon had gone missing over Alaska. And the balloon is estimated to cost $150. By the way, Vince, you know what the price of a Sidewinder missile is? Luckily, they only used one. Take a guess at what one Sidewinder missile cost.
Oh, it's in the hundreds of thousands.
You are correct. They're saying, now this is before they reordered with inflation, but they're saying last year it cost $400,000 each. For one, Vince, couldn't we
That's not a fully burdened cost.
No, that's just a replacement. Add one to the order quantity when you're phoning in your order to General Dynamics. When you figure out what it really costs our military to push the button, it's probably in the multi-million.
Well, then there's postage, right? So you have the U.S. Postal Service surcharge, you know, for the holidays. I think that's still in effect. It seems that it is to me. So, you know, class fully burdened is a term that's used in business. And so what is the cost of an employee? So let's say an employee makes, I'm just going to pick a number, $50,000 a year. That's not what it costs. That's what the salary is, okay? But then there's a Social Security component of that salary. The employee pays half, and the company pays another half, so that's kind of hidden. And then there's the lights. You know, if you want your employee at work to see what he's doing, and then you want to be warm, and then you want to have carpeting and a desk and pencils. I mean, there's all kind of toilet paper in the bathroom.
Healthcare.
When you add all that up, Bert, it used to be like 23%. I'm sure it's more like 40 or 50% today.
Yeah, believe me, I've hired those people. It's more. It's and again, it depends on what salary you're in, but add 50%, and then if you really burden it out and figure, you know, pro rata cost of the building and everything else you supply, it's probably realistically more like double.
Yeah, golf lessons, you know, and depending
food.
On the, yeah, prostitutes. I mean, the list is pretty big.
So, Vince, the Illinois Bottle Cup Brigade, they said they called their local FBI, they called the military, they called the police. No, they hang up.
Y'all see our balloon? Bert, it was $12.
Well, they said it could have been as low as 12, but they're not. The $12 is a misnomer because someone said, "Well, what do these balloons cost?" And they go, "Oh, somewhere between 12 and $200." So yeah. I'm thinking these guys went all out and
Yeah, with the string and the launching string and everything, right?
Well, there's a VHF UHF radio in it, so that probably added some cost too. So
well,
we might be
wait.
You know, fully burdened, we might be talking a few hundred bucks here.
Well, Luke Cassidy dropped off a couple radios. He's a U.S. Navy Press instructor. You know who he is, of course. And he's really into ham radio. He's got his license, and he's the electronics engineer who designed the PEMF device and the scalar device and Gigatens. Dr. Shealy's electronics. Dr. Shealy comes up with the protocol, and Lou makes it happen. So Lou Cassidy dropped off a couple radios. He wanted me to try them out, and they're like $25 a piece for their frequencies that you mentioned. So I mean, fully with even if they got the color option and they wanted the bright one, with the color of their choice, we're still talking maximum of $200. So this is absolute nonsense. I think this is a ploy just to get these guys some attention, saying y'all shoot down our balloon. Because the balloon that we had pictures of from China, it was the size of multiple buses, right? It had electronics that I don't know, maybe it might have had more electronics and solar panels than our farm does. I mean, and you're not going to get that for $12 or $200. That's for sure.
Well, NOAA has a tracking tool, and by the way, this is the same NOAA that we use to monitor the sun. But according to their tracking tool, the balloon was flying over the Yukon in Canada on February 11th, and they lost track of it right around the time an F-22 reported shooting down a cylindrical-in-nature balloon flying at the same location, same altitude, same day and time. And since the club had to report their balloon missing in action, very sad. So,
yeah. And meanwhile, Pete, what's his butt from the transportation department is AWOL regarding the Ohio catastrophe.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture here from the Hobby Club. A reporter went in to take a picture of the students from the middle school class, and they're kind of distraught, Vince. They have another one of their balloons in front of them on a table, and they're looking at, I guess they're on a Zoom call with another reporter, and they're very sullen. They probably chipped in to buy this balloon and build it, and families maybe contributed, and, John Kirby won't comment, and they're not getting... They're not getting any response from. I guess it'd be a good question to ask Uncle Joe at the next press conference.
I'm really concerned. Maybe they can call their U.S. senator or congressman and get some counseling. Because this has got to be traumatic for those children.
Less than 6 pounds are exempt from FAA airspace restrictions. I didn't know that. Apparently, there's only three countries that restrict balloons such as these, and very interesting. It's North Korea, Yemen, and the United Kingdom, apparently, are the only three countries that don't allow these balloons to fly. So looks like they were doing nothing wrong, Vince, and these poor kids... I guess they're going to have to go out and raise another couple hundred bucks and launch another balloon, and maybe they can put some, in war they put signs on the ambulances so they don't get hit. Maybe they can put some kind of a sign on it to warn the pilots not to shoot it down. So, sad story, but breaking news. Actually, came into our newsroom last night, and happy to report on it today for USA prepares.
Oh, was it Arlo Guthrie that wrote the song? I'm wondering if it's called The Pause of Mr. Claus. And I'm not sure if that's the name of it, but Arlo Guthrie did do a song, and he talked about how the government will go even after the last guy. The last guy who doesn't even have a dime to put in a phone booth to make a call, they'll even go after him. Yeah. Yep. Equal opportunity oppressor. What's next, Bert?
Well, so they're basically a little bit more news that the Pentagon has said that actually bringing down real spy balloons are more difficult than you may think, because the altitude that a lot of these balloons fly is hard for, you know, it's right at the upper altitude of our fighter jets and also our missiles. So they're saying, you know, although it was easy to knock down the hobby club's balloon, it's not so easy to knock down the actual spy balloons because of, you know, a bunch of things having to do with the altitude, how they're constructed, and how the missiles work. So anyway, Vince, lots breaking in the EV front. And I sent out a article about what it takes to, well, one of the things that goes into the batteries for EVs, and it's cobalt that's mined primarily in the Congo. And, you know, Vince, I passed out this picture of this mining camp. I don't know how you would describe it, that is in, you know, I wish people knew about this. It's called the Shabara Artisanal Mine near Kolwezi, and I'm probably pronouncing that all wrong, in the Congo. But Vince, you've probably seen some of these photos of just hundreds and hundreds of poor people in squalid conditions. In one photo, they don't show all 20,000, but it's 20,000 people working in this mine of shifts of 5,000 at a time. And they produce cobalt, and the country of the Congo, Vince, do you know what percent of the world's cobalt is produced in the Congo? 74%. So yeah, pretty much it's all coming from
Bert,
the Congo.
These images,
and, you know,
these images,
I mean it's amazing,
about.
Right? You've seen the pictures.
Yeah. You're describing pictures of people working in the mud. They are shoulder to shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. Thousands of people. Jammed in. They're wearing rags, and they are using their hands to mine this. It's not like they've got heavy excavation Caterpillar brand equipment. These are people doing it by hand. Those are the images you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
In pits.
Another instructor sent me a Star Trek video of dilithium mining in the unstable asteroid cluster, and it was from one of the Star Trek movies, and it was something similar. Thousands of poor people mining dilithium on an asteroid. Of course, that was a joke, Ben. This is for real. So we
is Elon saying, y'all don't look too good, but we should all buy you some uniforms and some shoes. And some gloves. And maybe we'll get you a trowel. Maybe everybody could have his own trowel. Is Elon doing that?
Haven't.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
No, class, vandalism is tax deductible. And it's the intentional destruction of private property or public property. And if the federal government shot down this bottle cap club's balloon, they are entitled, the club is entitled to indemnification for the loss. And it costs about somewhere between $40 and $50, depending on your county, in your state, to bring suit, a small claims suit, a small claims court suit against another party for damages. So this bottle cap club could initiate a suit in small claims court. It'll cost them about, well, it could cost them four times as much as that $12 balloon initially cost them, but they could get their $12 back and sue for the court costs. So if it's $50 for court, they could get $50 plus the $12 back if they prevail. Now, they could subpoena witnesses from the federal government. You know, maybe the pilot, maybe the squadron leader. I don't know. Maybe the commander-in-chief himself. I mean, I think he was the guy that ordered it to be shot down. I mean, if this is all true, who even knows if this is a... Well, wouldn't it be interesting to subpoena the commander-in-chief?
Well, he'd have to...
Do you know what it would cost to bring his teleprompter and his screenwriters and all that to court?
Yeah.
So he could testify?
Yeah. I don't know if active duty military can be sued in civil court. That's an interesting question for some of our legal instructors. But, Vince, they'd have to get the camera video from the plane and look at it. And then, of course, they'd have to go through the chain of command of who ordered it. But, Vince, from what it looks like now, it looks like that balloon was completely legal. It was doing nothing wrong. It was a bunch of junior high kids doing a science experiment. And, man, their kids are heartbroken now. And wear out a $500,000 Sidewinder missile.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bert, I'm all upset. Looks like I'd have trouble getting a Tesla ordered because it looks like Elon is recalling 363,000 of the vehicles with the self-driving software. Seems like they crash into things. They drive through intersections. It's a serious problem. It's a really good thing that someone has figured this out and brought this out into the public eye. That this is a problem, and I'm glad Elon Musk figured it out, and he's recalling 363,000 of these motorized missiles.
Yeah, well, and of course, it's not supposed to be completely self-driving, but I mean, it's kind of squirrely because you sign something saying you're gonna, you understand that you have to stay attentive in the driver's seat. Yet, what's the purpose of the software then, right? So, obviously people drink coffee, play games, talk to the other people in the car, and, man, I don't think, well, first of all, I wouldn't pay for the option, but, I'm not sure I'd feel comfortable letting the car, I mean, people die, I mean, what's the current number? 35,000 a year die in automobile accidents is a staggering number. I mean, it's one of the most likely ways that young people are killed is through automobile accidents. So,
Bert, I'm paying for something that I don't use, and I don't like that. Every one of our vehicles has this silly thing called cruise control. And what this? Have you ever heard of that cruise control? You probably have.
Yeah. I used to use it years ago, but it's just more annoying now than and again, it takes your mind off everything. I'd rather be in control, and I consider
That's why I don't want it. I will not allow the vehicle to control its forward speed all by itself. I will not allow that to happen. And cruise control, you know, the older models, will stay engaged until you either hit the brake or it hits something. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let some mechanical thing control my life. Absolutely, positively not. I don't use cruise control.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. Doctors declared 80-year-old President Biden healthy and fit for duty after a physical examination that included removing a lesion from his chest and declaring him free of symptoms of long COVID on Thursday. Senator John Fetterman's doctor claimed during his election campaign he was fit for office. That's not the case with the Democrat from Pennsylvania. Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression.
His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, while John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. Fetterman suffered a stroke last year before winning the Pennsylvania Senate race. Earlier this month, his office said he was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded, but the test ruled out another stroke. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What have you got here?
Take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Works with us, and there's an instructable. And it's at instructables.com on how to make your own Pico balloon, P-I-C-O-B-A-L-L-O-O-N. So you can make your Pico balloon and complete instructions. Now, if you think about it, I hope the Russians aren't listening to this broadcast. Because hopefully they won't set up a network across the country of these Pico balloons, these $12 balloons, and we could run out of Sidewinder missiles. You know, they could send up a $12 balloon, and it could cost us $1 million a shot. you know, with postage.
Yeah, the other thing to think about is what if the sidewinder misses the target? Because some of these targets are, they're not designed for targets this small. And so imagine the sidewinder's flying by the balloon. They don't even see it. It's so small. And landing in some farmhouse, even if it doesn't detonate, it could be a disaster.
Yeah, or a commercial aircraft, or we shoot down our own military, shooting down balloons. So you have a whole bunch of fighter jets up there, and we miss one of these $12 balloons and hit one of our own fighter jets.
Yeah, remember, search for Red October. The Russian submarine captain launches a torpedo, and he takes away the delay, and that was designed to... for protection so it doesn't self-detonate. Anyway, what happens is the captain he was going after was able to evade the torpedo, and the torpedo whipped around and came back and sunk the Russian submarine that had launched it. So I don't think we want a bunch of sidewinders flying around in our airspace. So very, very sad, Vince, what happened then.
And they run out of fuel, too. I mean, as you were saying, they run out of fuel, and gravity wins. Gravity always wins, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't think they have a contact detonation. Some of our military experts can probably weigh in on that. I think they probably are able to test either the radar or the infrared signal to know if they're close to the contact. Obviously, if it's infrared, the balloon's not going to have much, if any, of a pattern for the missile to see. If it's radar, there might be a small one. So so hopefully it won't actually ignite the charge, but those missiles still do a lot of damage if they crash into a home or a building or a barn. Or, you certainly don't want one coming into the barn while you're working on Mercedes fixing those automatic transmission problems over at the Finelli Ranch. You don't want a sidewinder coming through the barn door. I mean, that's the last thing you need. And it could have, because the Chinese balloon, thank God they shot it over South Carolina. It did fly over Missouri.
It did, and you were the first one to report that.
Like our interns, give them credit. They plotted the course. We couldn't tell it was going to be as closer than we actually thought. Now, it also happened quicker. Here's the thing. A lot of people don't know. The Chinese say, oh, it's just a weather balloon. And they're actually steered and controlled. These balloons have a propulsion system, and they can send them at different speeds and directions. So I thought they were, they drive so many Mercedes in China. I thought they were trying to get the secrets of how you fix those six-speed automatics with the slip that's been causing a lot of wear in the automatic transmissions. But as I said, they could have just called you up, mechanic to mechanic, and said, "Hey, Vince, what do you do? Is it changing the ATF? Is it doing a different torque on?"
We just increased the pressure of the pump. Just increased the pressure of the pump, and they slip less. But they bust the gears. I was thinking, Bert, your governor is trying to bust California. Governor.
So Vince, we're moving to all electric cars, and I've talked electric makes sense, but the problem is we don't have the grid. So California grid uses around 50 gigawatts of power. That's what's, obviously it's more if it's a heat wave and it varies, but 50. So if we're going to generate all of that with solar and wind, which is, someone just says, okay, we're going to do it all with solar and wind. Do you have any idea how much land we would have to cover with solar panels and windmills? It's
We'd have to build some floating islands because 3/4 of the Earth is water, and I don't think we have enough land. Now, of course, I'm being facetious.
It's tens of thousands of square miles would be necessary, and then you really think that people will complain? I mean, do you want solar panels and windmills over? You know, a lot of the land here is very picturesque and beautiful. Do you really want to put solar panels over everything? So,
there's another problem with that. There are many problems with that. Number one, we got roads in the way. So we have to close roads and dead-end roads and say, y'all can't be going there because we have a solar farm there for the next 300 miles.
Yeah. So the real problem turns out now with windmills, we're finding all these problems. If you put them over the ocean, they're hurting the animals whales are mammals, so I don't want to call them fish, but it's hurting them. And you put them over land, birds. I've talked to some birds. I've heard some of their chirping that they're not so happy with windmills because it's killing a lot of their brethren. So there's no easy, you know, I think one answer, like you've said often, is we need to use less. And then obviously we have to generate less, but we also have to figure out how to generate it in a way that makes sense. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, the cleanest of the fossil fuels is natural gas, and they're trying to ban using gas home heaters, not just gas stoves, which you probably heard about in the news, but they're trying in many communities in California to say you can't put in a gas water heater and a gas, even gas heaters, you know, for just heating the home. And if you have to use electricity, the cost is, you know, 3 or 4 times greater because it's just the way it is. Natural gas is actually, you know, clean burning and also economical, I mean, on a relative basis. So it just hasn't been thought out. I think one of the problems is that and I'm not a member of either political party, but we've gone to one-party rule, and there's no pushback on anything. People just say things, they vote for it, it gets passed, and there's no thought, and nobody pushes back because we're able to do that in California. We have supermajority in the legislature and the governor, and they come up with these ideas. Everybody votes for them, and nobody thinks them through. So probably one of the reasons why a lot of people have left California. I think it's the largest migration of people. I'm not sure how many have come to your state, Vince, but states with the biggest increase.
We have a sign that says don't come to Missouri.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Florida, Texas, Tennessee, North and South Carolina have all gained. And you know what the income tax is in Florida versus California? The state portion of the income tax, Vince? You know what the difference
is? That. Yeah, please share with our class.
Well, in California, it can be, it depends, obviously, what your income is, but it's somewhere around 10 or 12%, and it could be higher for mega millions. In Florida, that number, well, it's a little less, Vince. It's 0.00 state income tax in Florida.
Yeah. So some states have zero... income tax, state income tax. Some states have zero sales tax. They get you one way or another. It'll either be the road tax, fuel tax. There are probably close to 100 different taxes that most people pay, you know, when they buy things. And things like, they don't consider these taxes, but if you want to go on a national park, you pay a fee, that's a tax. If you want to register your car, there's a fee, and that's a tax. If you want to transfer your car, you know, you buy a used car, a new car, you pay sales tax, transfer fees, registration fees, a library card, that's a tax. When you register documents, that's a tax. There are taxes on... If it moves, it is taxed. If it doesn't move, it's regulated and or taxed. Absolutely true. If you want to have some fun, class, look up your cell phone bill and look at the taxes on your cell phone bill. There are as many as 22 different taxes. Now, most locations don't have 22. I believe that would be New York City that has the highest number of taxes. Different taxes. You know, like 911 and telephone number tax. I mean, there's so many, you know, so you can keep your number. You pay monthly so you can keep that number should you decide to dump Verizon and move to U.S. Cellular or T-Mobile or some other company. So you pay monthly just to keep that lousy number that you wish people wouldn't call. Bert, that's, you know, there's a headline, and you've been talking about this. Fox Business, quote, energy expert sounds alarm over California power grid stressed to the limit, end quote. That's without all these new EVs that your governor is saying, y'all are going to have to buy electric cars because we aren't going to allow you to have internal combustion engines, whether they be gas or diesel. You can have those in California by, what, 2035, is it? I believe that's right.
Yeah. And Vince, late last summer, we had a heat wave, and, you know, we have them from time to time. And people think I'm joking when I say that, but during the heat wave, in order to keep the power grid from breaking down, they told people not to charge their electric cars. So you can't make this stuff up, that here it is, they're saying we're going to ban sales of gasoline cars in 10 years or less, yet when there's a heat wave and the power grid's stressed, and this is like 2022 power grid, this isn't, you know, after we double the size of it. That power grid right now, they said you can't charge your electric car because power grid can't handle it.
I'm really worried, Bert, because I was looking forward to you coming over to the farm, and in order to start that journey from California to Missouri, you're going to have to charge that car of yours in California. So you're going to have to get that initial launch for the visit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Bert, I was doing a quick calculation during the commercial break, and I figured if you could get that initial charge in California to get your batteries to the point where you could start your journey east toward Missouri. And once you got here, well, yesterday we generated 2 kilowatts of electricity. That's about 20 cents worth. So if that kept up for 50 days, almost 2 months, if it kept up like that for 2 months, we could get your vehicle charged once to get you on your way back. So plan on, you know, when you come, plan on staying here almost 2 months, and we'll charge your car every day with all the electricity we have if it keeps up like yesterday at the rate of 2 kilowatts. Wait, let me tell you, Bert, we won't be able to use any lights here at the farm while you're here. We won't be able to drink any water or take any showers because we won't have electricity for that. We'll have to dedicate all of our electricity to charging your car. We won't have any heat. So if you come in the winter, we won't have any heat for that 50 days. We won't have a telephone landline because we can't power the telephone sets. No washing of clothes because we won't be able to power the washing machine. I'm going to have to take off almost 2 months from broadcasting because we won't have the electricity for the computers. The vacuum cleaner, we won't be able to vacuum. No refrigeration. You won't be able to get anything out of the refrigerator because you'll have to shut that off. And the freezer. And the automotive shop will have to shut down the business. And we'll have to tell the cows, look, just pretend that electric fence is on. You just pretend it's on and don't go walking off.
Does that mean the invitation's canceled?
No. I want you to come. Okay. I want you to come. It's just, I don't know, okay. bring some thermal clothing.
Vince, get the guest room going because
guest room.
You forget.
We're all going to have to sleep in the same room, Bert.
Vince, I own a Ford Fusion plug-in hybrid, mm-hmm. probably the best car Ford ever made. So it runs on both gasoline and electricity, And Vince, when it runs on gas, it gets 40 miles per gallon. It's got a 15-gallon gas tank, so it's got 600-mile range, probably more like 650, you know, on the freeway, maybe even higher. And you know, it's, as I said, it's the best car I think Ford ever manufactured. But Vince, do you know, Ford has completely stopped building regular cars in the United States. So a lot of class may not know this. Right now, you go to a Ford dealer for a new vehicle, the only thing they sell are trucks, crossovers. They have the new Mustang, which I don't know what you call it. I guess it's a crossover. But they stopped making their regular cars. Ford Fusion plug-in called the Energy, probably the best vehicle they ever made. And in the infinite wisdom of the people running Ford, they stopped building it, shut down production, and to concentrate on trucks and crossovers. But 600 to 700 mile range, burning Vince gasoline. So, you know, get the guest room ready because I can be there probably in one day.
I'd love to have you over here. The whole family would love to have you come visit or even stay or even buy a farm right next to ours. But 40 miles to the gallon, this is a hybrid. Bert, if you were using no electricity, okay, how fast will this go? I mean, if you were to get out on the open range, flat terrain, how fast will it go without electricity?
Oh, no, it goes 100 miles an hour. So for class, the way a hybrid works, and there's a couple of variations, but the most common way is you have both an electric motor and a gas motor. Typically, the car is propelled with the electric motor, and it's the electricity is either charged, but in this case, the battery's small, which I think is a good thing, and so it's only on its own will go about 20, 25 miles. But then the gas engine works as a generator to keep producing electricity, and when you need to floor it and or accelerate getting on a freeway, it actually will supply torque from both the electric motor and the gas motor together, and that gives you some greater torque and acceleration. But primarily, just coasting, whether it's highway, local, whatever, your propulsion is from the electric motor. It's powered through a battery that's kept charged through the gas engine, which works as a generator. And the other benefit you get is every time you brake, most of that power is recaptured and goes back into the battery. So it's
what is one of these cost if you were to buy it? What would it cost?
Buy it was about $30,000, very reasonable, and you could lease one for $250 to $300 a month, which was very reasonable. I got mine during COVID, so I paid even less because they couldn't, you know, no one was buying cars back in 2020.
Right. But would you believe it?
It's a really good vehicle, Vince.
I could buy 10 of my old Mercedes for that. I pay $3,000 for my Mercedes. It gets 44 miles to the gallon.
Oh, well, Vince, I was saying new. You can get one for $10,000 or less on the used market.
Oh, okay. Very good. Hey, Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you next
radio.
Friday.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.